Let the record show that all members are present except Mr. Chicano, who's in the hospital. He's doing well, though. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes. Any corrections, additions? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. See any public comments? Joe?
Yes, sir. Purchasing approvals. The first purchases for the auditor's office is the replacement of the office computers and a new server. You may recall we had a discussion in the past that there's an issue with Windows, I believe, XP licensing that's being phased out, and many of our older computers around county government are going to have to be replaced. So we're going through kind of a 12, 18-month process of replacing computers. Some of them departments are covering in their budgets. I suspect in next year's budget request, we're going to have to do the rest, whatever's remaining. But that's what's going on here with the auditor's office. They're older computers, and they're all being replaced. And Timothy certainly can elaborate on the issue with Windows if anybody would like.
Okay. Any of them laptops?
You want to make a comment on this?
One of them.
Brenda?
Are they?
The auditor's office.
This one's the auditor's
office. Oh, the auditor's. Yeah. Are we any questions? Yes, Don.
Let Timmy make a comment on that.
Okay.
Basically, beginning of April of 2014, Microsoft is going to stop supporting Windows XP. And what that means is there are no more security patches or fixes for the operating system. Once a company quits releasing security, it becomes a vulnerability to have it on the network, and that's why we're phasing them out.
And most of these computers are approximately how many years old if they have the XP licenses?
Well, mostly about 5 years old.
Seven.
Yeah, in order. What we're doing is we're doing an inventory of each department. We're taking a look at ones that it makes sense to upgrade, and then ones that are just older that really need to be replaced.
Typically, how long do these types of computers last? Is it 5 to 7 years?
5 to 7 years.
Yeah, so they're pretty much due to be replaced anyway.
Right.
Very good.
Next purchase is through the Chief County Assessor Office. It's some office panel systems for three workstations. Joe, do you mind explaining what this is?
And basically, we're replacing the old panel. They call it a panel system. It's dividers. We divide off the cubicles. A lot of them call it cubicles. The old ones are falling in very flimsy. They've been around for probably about 8 years, 10 years maybe. While we're doing that, we're also using that as the attrition in our office has gone. We've had some people retire without replacing them. The girls that are in these cubicles do heads-down data entry of our data collection. When the field guys go out, they come back, bring the information in. These girls mostly do the heads-down data entry, but with the attrition in the office, this paneling system is lower with glass around the top that will allow them to help us watch the counter. If we get a few too many people at the counter, they can go and help that out. They can also pick up the phone, see what's going on in the office. So it's kind of twofold. It's something that's old and needed to be replaced. And while we're doing that, we're going to upgrade to make it a little better so everyone in the office can help with the counter and assist taxpayers.
Any questions?
Next is with Community Development Weatherization Program. We have a professional services agreement that it says revised. So did we approve that as a revision?
Right. I asked for an increase. Our initial request was for $15,000 to do weatherization assessments. And I'm asking for an additional $10,000 on that. We've already pretty much gone through the $15,000. Additional $10,000 just gets us more assessment stuff.
So you're increasing the quantity of work that's being performed by this consultant.
Any questions?
Next is our annual membership dues for the Metro Counties Organization. This is the 15 largest counties that have an organization. The chairman and I sit on their board, and we employ a lobbyist to look out for the interests of the county. So it's definitely a worthwhile group to be part of. Any questions, I can answer them. Next is the health department has their annual mosquito larvicide purchase. And I'm not sure if there's any questions. But,
yeah. Tony's here.
It's something
we do. Any questions?
Hopefully we'll have a light year for mosquitoes this year.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but back there on that Metro Counties.
Yes.
How is that determined? Is that by population or?
It's a formula. It's on population. It's so many dollars per cents per population, and then there's a cap. So the largest counties like Cook County and DuPage and all of those pay like the cap, which would be I don't know what it's like 15,000 or something like that.
Is St. Clair County in in there too?
Yeah. It's 15 largest counties. It represents over 80% of the population of the state of Illinois. So it's we like to think that it has a pretty powerful voice in Springfield, although, you know, we don't always get our way.
Okay. Thank you.
With the highway department, we have three purchases. The AutoCAD, I guess it's a software subscription renewal, five Dell Precision computers, and appraisals for three parcels along Siler Road and Godfrey. Gary, if there's anything you want to add to that.
Yeah, basically computers. We got with Tim's office and we're getting our computers updated and kind of phasing them in. As for the appraisals, we got three property owners on Siler Road. We may have to take two condemnations and buy some right away. So we had the appraisals done about 4 years ago, and I need to upgrade those appraisals so we can take the next step in the process. VLA did the appraisals before, so I'm asking them for basically to redo them and to where we can be ready for the next phase of this project. Any questions?
The next six
are. So I would like to just make mention of the information that was left in front of me here. There are only two listed for the.
Yeah, that's correct. The third one came in late, and there should be a copy in front of you. I'm sorry I failed to mention that. I had it highlighted here and glanced over it, so there should be a purchasing sheet.
Okay. Thank you.
The next, I believe, six are with the IT department. I'm actually going to have Timothy to explain those.
First one is mainframe migration annual maintenance agreement. That is with T3 Technologies, and that's the annual maintenance on the system that when we took the mainframe, we moved it over to a much less expensive system, and that's what this system is. It's the yearly maintenance on it. The next one is purchase of six new network switches. This is to further the VoIP, the new phone system. These are switches that supply power out their ports to, along with the networking. We purchased these switches. They're sole source. They're what the company calls equal to new. They're actually refurb switches, so they're almost half the price of standard retail switches. The next one is Commvault annual maintenance. Commvault is our backup software, so it's just an annual maintenance on the backup software system. Next one's a server replacement and upgrade. The current server that runs our Canon 110, the big printer with the ballots and everything, the high volume printing that comes off, is no longer supported, and this is an upgrade and a replacement of that server to a supported one. So it's budgeted for in capital outlay. And the next one should be the quarterly maintenance on the Canon. It is for most of the ballots that was printed at the last election. That's why we go over every time there's an election, the ballot and so forth. The last one is a software licensing fee. This is to DevNet, which is the real estate system. These are purchasing licenses for assessors to be able to connect into the system and do their job. Since we have the contract with DevNet, we are purchasing the licenses, and then we are getting money back from the assessors for the licenses. We're not getting a complete. We're getting $10,000, a little over $10,000 back from the assessors. The county is putting up $6,000. We came to an agreement that the county would purchase and give to the assessors three licenses of software, and then if they needed more, they would go ahead and buy more themselves.
Any questions?
Next, we have the annual renewal of the membership dues for the the State Community Health Foundation, or I guess Association of Community Health Authorities of Illinois. Similar to the Metro Counties, this is an organization that the Mental Health Board participates, serves in a similar fashion as an advocate for mental health issues in the state of Illinois. Jennifer Roth is here from Mental Health if there's any specific questions.
Any questions?
The probation department has a server and computer project similar to what we just approved for the, or we discussed with the auditor's office. Old computers being replaced. Judy's here if there's any questions.
Same situation as Timothy's already discussed.
And then lastly, we have with the Sheriff's Department the voice recorder maintenance annual renewal. Sheriff is here. If you'd like to speak or if anybody has any questions of them.
This system is what backs up our 911 phone calls. Anything that comes into our dispatch center records those phone calls.
That's all. Yeah.
Can we get a motion?
Can I ask
Bill? Sure.
On these computers that we're replacing, are they still useful? Like, could we donate some of those to some schools or something like that, or are they completely obsolete?
Most of the computers that come in, we vampire. We take the parts out and use them to fix older computers that are not in place. With this, when we start getting more of a bulk of computers in, I'm not sure what we're going to have left over, but we do scavenge out of them what we can. So yeah. I'm not sure to answer your question when we start useful ones.
Well, Troy had asked for some computers
and the Senior Citizen Center.
Yeah. So the high school there.
Okay.
Yeah. Believe it or not. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Can we get a, so can we get a motion?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann? Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Jean. Thank you.
Under resolutions, we have four for your consideration. First two is with the Community Development Department related to weatherization. One is awarding bids for weatherization vendors. The other one is awarding a contract for the weatherization program. And Walter, do you mind explaining what
we're
doing?
Sure. The first one is our materials bid for our 2013 program. Of course, it's 6 months, well, 8 months in because the program ends June 30th. And so this is the state's mid-year vendor solicitation, and we did our procurement procedure. And one thing that you won't see on there, the winning bidders are on the sheet, but the actual prices for the materials are not, and that's because it was quite bulky. I was going to give this to our administrative services, so they'll have the unit prices for all of the items that we bid. But what you have is the winning contractors on that. The second package is for requests to hire a weatherization outfit to help us complete 70 weatherization jobs. That's actually a lot to homes. What we have is a $540,000 rollover from the state of Illinois, which we haven't received yet. To get the money, we have to finish the 70 homes by June 30th. Our current crews aren't able to accomplish that, and so we went out for bid, and the qualified bidder is BCNW, so we're requesting to contract with them to do 50 to 70 homes between now and June 30th.
Questions?
So if you do, this is only for the labor then?
For to do the 750 to 70 additional homes?
Uh-huh. This 450,000 is only
the 450,000. Actually, it is to do what we do in our weatherization department is we do applications of eligible applicants. We go out and assess their homes for what they might get weatherized for, and that's usually between I think the highest we can go is $8,500. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah.
And so we do the assessment. Then we hire a furnace contractor that does the furnaces. Then we go out our own crew goes out and does all the weatherization, blowing the insulation, sealing up the cracks, new windows if it needs windows, doors, and then we do a final assessment. Well, we're passing all these jobs, the whole package, the assessment, the furnace, the weatherizing, and final inspection to this firm. And I put the maximum not to exceed $450,000, but also I put the jobs between 50 and 70, because if our crews finish the jobs that we currently have lined up before June 30th, we'll take some of those jobs back and we'll do them in-house, because we have crews already. We don't want to be laying them off to get jobs elsewhere. So
does this include the materials?
I'm talking about materials.
Oh, yes.
The $450,000 includes the furnace.
It includes everything. Yeah. Okay. They will assess the home. They'll do the total work on the home. They'll bill us for the work, and we'll pay them for it. So not every house gets a furnace. We go out and do a tune-up, whatever. If that's all it needs, then they move on. That's why the price for the weatherization might be between $3,000 and $8,000, because if it doesn't get any, if
well,
it doesn't.
But that figures out to about, what, $6,500 if you do 70 and
I don't know. I think it was less than $6,500 to do 70.
About that.
I said, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't break out the math. I thought it was more like $5,200 on average. No, you're probably correct.
I figured it because
David is the assessment doesn't count in that average. Is that correct?
It doesn't. That's above and beyond that $8,500.
Gene, then you're probably correct.
The assessment and the final inspection cost.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the assessment, is that a fixed fee, Walter? I know we talked about this in the grants committee. Is that a fixed amount per job?
It is. I brought Dave along, who operates our weatherization program.
It's 6.5% of the estimated cost of the job is what the assessment fee is.
Okay.
The percentage base.
So it's
each job
fixed 5%.
And do they use your preferred vendor list for your weatherization thing?
This separate crew, they are the vendor.
Okay.
They're providing everything on it.
But, you know, if they have to buy a refrigerator.
Yes, they are using
our. Do they go to Sears?
They are using our material, they are using our material list. Is that correct?
They're using our material cost, but their materials. Since it's another agency that does weather just like we do, we have the same vendors, so it's easier for them to access the material than come to our warehouse and pick it up. So
that's what I needed.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And then with the Sheriff's Department, we have two resolutions. One is to purchase some protection equipment that I believe was displayed here last month by a deputy. And then also it's one of their major projects they've been working on, the upgrade to the control system at the jail. And Sheriff or Major Wells, if you want to describe that.
The ballistic equipment, the Sheriff has already spoke to you about that. And then the other purchases for our console in our jail. Part of this money was left over from last year. With the upgrade assessment that's going on, we wanted to make sure that we wasn't throwing good money after bad. So the project itself is where one of our jail employees sits. That opens up all the gates. They also monitor the round system that it gives an alarm after every 15 minutes or 30 minutes that if a round hasn't been done, it gives us an alarm to make sure that we get a guard down there into those areas to do those round checks that's required to us by DOC. It also upgrades the monitors with the cameras that we have in our jail now. The monitors themselves are still the old, small, bulky, black and white type monitors that just gives them the better monitors that they can monitor the guards walking up through the cell blocks. It also, too, we've been assured that with any type of upgrade in our jail that this system is convertible over into that upgrade, so we're not throwing good money after bad.
Any questions?
That's all.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion.
Second.
Second by Ann. Any further discussion? Not. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Gene?
Yes.
Thank you. Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Rick?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. There's no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We do have refunds. First one is 22 checks issued out of the Animal Control Fund in the amount of $395 to individuals, and this is an overpayment on registration fees. Second refund is the amount of $10 to an entity, and it's due to an overpayment of recorder fees. Third refund is from the special service area payable to an individual, and this refund is due to an overpayment at closing. The last refund is 21 checks, the Animal Control Fund, the amount of $460, and this is for an overpayment on registration fees to 21 individuals. I move for your approval on the refunds.
So moved. Motion by Doc.
Second
by Ann. Kelly? Any questions for Rick? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yep.
And Gene?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have two immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is the Madison County Child Advocacy Center has received funding by the Norman J. Stoop Foundation, Commerce Bank trustee, for the purpose of providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the forensic interview and case management services provided by the Advocacy Center. This is in the amount of $4,500, and there's no additional matches on that. Bring them both in.
Sure.
Second one is, subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the Madison County Child Advocacy Center received a grant from the Alt Women's Home Association and Company with the purpose of providing continued funding for the administrative costs of the Child Advocacy Center. This agreement provides for a grant period of January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2013. The amount not expended in fiscal year 2013 will be reappropriated the remaining grant period in fiscal year 2014. The budget for the county for this entity is increased by $7,000. I move for your approval on that. No match.
Is that all?
That's it for that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Gene. Any questions, Rick? Kelly?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, I have for your review the summary of reports and transfers for January 2013. I look for your approval on that.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Kelly?
Aye. Dan?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
All right. Is that all, Rick?
That's all I have.
Okay. Safety and risk.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I have one resolution seeking authorization for the purchase of our excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program. This is a renewal of a one-year exit policy with a specific self-insured retention of $650,000. With for a deposit premium of $61,225. Did all of you get the resolution that was sent out earlier this week? Because I do have extra copies. I just didn't pass them out. Because I have extra ones.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's the deposit premium. We also included in this resolution that we will continue to contract with Claims Management Incorporated for modified claims adjustment services. It's kind of a third party. They set reserves and also we provide payment information to us, and then they provide us monthly loss claim reports that then are supplied to the auditor's office, and I know they're used with the outside auditing firm as well to set reserves. And that is a monthly fee of $2,200. It's effective on February 22nd for a three-year period.
Any questions? Get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Get a second?
Second.
Second by Gene. No further discussion?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 And Jean? Thank you. Okay. Any new business? Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned here with a video.
And if anybody needs Hooter Scooter tickets or baseball tickets, I'm your girl. It goes to Simon Cancer Center, and the drawing is March 9th. At Porkapalooza. And that's a lot. Porkapalooza, Hooter Scooter. I got a lot of buzzwords there.
Just make sure my tickets get in there.
That's right. You will.
So I'd like to get an update on that.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Let's see.
A couple more.
Do you have any coming for Porkapalooza this year? March 9th.
I have a reservation.
Well, you can certainly.